the work of their hands also gives them many benefits. These are the godly. Okay, 15 and 16. Fools think they need no advice. Oh, have we run into a few of those in our life? Maybe we've been one of those in our lives. Fools think they know everything. They don't need any advice, so don't try to tell them anything. But the wise listen to others. In other words, a wise man seeks the counsel of many wise men, not just men. You know, I think about some of the pieces of equipment that I bought in my life. Sometimes I buy things and I don't seek the counsel that I need to, and then I get burned on something. But when I'm going to buy something, usually, not all the time, I try to go to great detail to check it out, call people that's got some of it, see if it's working, see if they're satisfied, and every time I do that, I always wind up with a good product. But when I don't, I usually get burned. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. Now, how difficult is that to do? You know, I mean, somebody, you read a letter, I can hand you a letter and say, now, I want to warn you before you read this, somebody wrote this letter about you, and they don't like you. And they said some nasty things in it. Can you read this letter without, you know, being offended? Well, now, should we be able to read that without being offended as Christians? Yes, we should be. But sometimes it's very difficult, isn't it? When you start reading, so I can do this, and you read down through there, and they make a really nasty remark about you, and you think, well, where do they think they are? You just received an offense. It's so easy to do that. Almost impossible. Jesus said it was impossible. He said it is impossible, but offenses will come. So anyway, a fool is quick-tempered, so don't be quick-tempered. A wise person stays calm even when he's insulted. So you'll have to work on that. It takes some time, but we can overcome. The Lord tells us, be wise and stay calm. An honest witness tells the truth, always. A false witness tells lies. Don't be a false witness. God hates a liar. So if God hates a liar, he'll remember it forever until you repent of it. So don't be a liar. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. You know, when I read that, I thought, wow. I think, how many people have I spoke God's word to in the last 20 years that they have been healed? I mean, here a while back, I was sitting in a little restaurant. I was having dinner, and there's a woman. I had no idea who this woman was. It was a great big restaurant. And she come running in there. I mean, when she come running over there to my table. Obviously, she had already eaten and was getting ready to leave. And she saw me sitting there, and she come up and banged on the table and said, Thurman Scribner. I said, well, praise God. I said, ma'am, who are you? I said, I don't know you. She said, you don't remember me? She said, 7 years ago, you came to my house, and I had cancer, and you showed me how to repent of my sins, and I repented, and Jesus healed me. And you don't remember me? I said, ma'am, I've seen that by the thousands. What? Oh, you got one?
I've got a testimony.
Oh, praise the Lord. Cheryl's got to tell us something.
No, somebody called me while I was shopping.
Okay.
A lady called me while I was shopping that we prayed for Sunday.
Okay.
It was Sunday. She came.
Sunday
no,
or Friday.
It was at Hillcrest Church. Friday.
Oh,
last Friday when you
okay.
spoke.
Okay.
It was the lady that her son was on drugs. He was out. She didn't know where he was. She hadn't heard from him in months, and she was so worried about him. And we prayed that he would call her that day or something. He called her. She talked him into giving himself up, and he gave himself up and went to jail today. And she was so happy because now he's safe.
Hey,
she was worried about him.
Yeah, she hadn't seen him in a long time. And, you know, if there's anything I've learned about words, they're powerful. I mean, they are powerful. Here's this woman. She came up and she said, at Friday when we was teaching at Hillcrest, and she said, I want you to pray for my son. She said, he run off and said he's on drugs and said, if he turns himself in, he's going to go to prison. There's no two ways about it. But she said, at least I'll know where he is. She said, I have no idea where he is, what he's doing. I know he don't have a job or nothing. She said, I'm so worried about my son. I said, no problem, ma'am. We'll have him call you. She said, how are you going to have him call me? I said, I'm going to speak it. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, have this boy call his mother today. Isn't that something? And he did. And he called. And she, I mean, are our words powerful? I mean, Mark 11:23, did Jesus say, whatever you say with that mouth, if you believe with that heart, you can have it? Did he say that?
Yes, sir.
Now, do we believe him or not? That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's just like, I mean, that's just like Phil back there when the Lord told me just a few years ago, how I was walking right down the corridor of the ministry center and the Lord said, son, call Philip Anthony Wren. I said, Lord, I have no idea where Phil's at. No idea. So I walked in the office and told the girls, I said, see if you can find Philip Anthony Wren. The Lord just told me to call him. I said, I have no idea where he's at, where he lives or nothing. So they went on the internet and they found three Philip Anthony Wrens. And I called all three of them. And ain't none of them the one I know. I said, okay, Lord, we've done everything we know how to do. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, you have Philip call me. I said, thank you, Lord. And within just a matter of a couple of two or three days, Philip out of the wild blue called me. I hadn't talked to him in years. And he called me. And did he have a need? Yes, he had a need. I mean, he needed to work. He was having all kinds of problems. And God was able to meet Philip's needs and him and his lovely little wife, or wasn't his wife at that time, but she is now. God knew the trouble Philip was in, and he wanted to bless him. And he knew he could do it, you know, if I'd call him. He knew I had his answer. And isn't God wonderful? He's wonderful. So I just said, Lord, I don't know where he's at. So I said, Father, you have Philip call me. And he did. So I've learned that my words, we get, what did the scripture just say? We get many things with words. Is that what that said? So why don't we use it? Why don't we act on the power God's given us? Why don't we start saying something in faith? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, just like that little lady. I mean, here she was in doubt and unbelief and all this stuff. And I said, no problem, ma'am. I'll have the Lord have your son call you. He told me I can have whatever I say. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, you have this lady's son. Call her today in the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, I said, ma'am, I guarantee you, he'll call. He'll call because the Word of God says so. And isn't that awesome? Get a praise report today. The boy called, come to see mama, turned himself in. And now then, everything. I mean, after all, it's written in the Word. Isn't it? Did it say that? Okay, don't you think we ought to believe the King? Yes, we ought to. But it's kind of hard to sometimes, isn't it? Living this book out is definitely not easy. It's definitely not easy. Then it, verse 18 says, but some people make cutting remarks. You know, you tell somebody something like that. No problem, ma'am. Your son, you hadn't heard from him in, I think it'd been a couple of years or something. Been a long time. I said, no problem. I'll just have the Lord have him call you. And you know what some people can say about that? Who does he think he is? I mean, how can he make a statement like that? He don't know what God will do. Yes, I do. I know exactly what God will do, exactly what he said in this book. When you do something by faith, he'll do it. Will he not? Yes, he will. He's a mighty God. I've seen that many times in my life. I've had a lot of times, people say, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen God do that. I've had people, their daughter or something, would go out and leave home or get upset or whatever. Yeah, that's right. When we was in Des Moines, it was a lady hadn't talked to her. It was her daughter?
It was a son.
And
she'd never seen her grandson. And while we were there, he ended up emailing her pictures of the grandson.
Yeah. I mean, the same thing, you know. I mean, that lady.
13 years.
Yeah, it was something like 12 or 13 years she hadn't heard from him. And I spoke and commanded it to happen. And he called before we left. I mean, after all, your words are the most powerful thing in the universe. Because when your words line up with this word, God's word, they are the most powerful thing in the universe. Now then, when your words line up with the devil, They're not very powerful. They will kill you. You know, when you go around saying, oh, I got this pain in my hand. Oh, and the devil says, oh, what do you think you got? Arthritis? Oh, yeah, I guess it must be. Ah, he said, that's exactly what you got. You know, I'm going to give it to you. You know, you got arthritis because you said you had pain. Oh, and then you go up to somebody and say, you know, I got this pain in my hand. I just know I got arthritis. I had a lady come to a healing school the other day, and she said, I just know I got cancer. I said, have you been to a doctor and been checked yet? No, but I just know I got cancer. I said, ma'am, you're a perfect patient, perfect person for cancer. I mean, you're going to have it. I said, you got to start speaking the word. You don't go by your symptoms or what you feel. I said, you say that long enough, guarantee what you say with this mouth, you'll start believing it with this heart, and then it will materialize. You will have it. So it's wonderful when you think about, I think about the number of people, just like that testimony Cheryl just had about that son that she hadn't seen in so long, when I just said, Lord, have him call his mother today in the name of Jesus. And he did. You know. So, but how many times have we seen that? And then I think, how many times have I seen people come in and they've been married 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and couldn't have any children? Well, I will find out what their sin is. We'll break the curse over them. I'll pray the prayer of faith for them. And many times I have seen them get pregnant. In fact, one woman and her husband over here in the North Richland Hills, they'd had one son, doctor said, and she'd had three surgeries to have that son. And after she had that one, doctor said, you can't never have any more children. It's impossible for you to get pregnant. So, I don't know, they met me, and I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, they came to me, called me one night and said, they met me at a church down here in North Fort Worth. And they wanted to know if I would meet with them there and pray with them that they might have a child. I went upstairs in that room, and I knelt down in that great big old room, me and that man and that woman. And I asked the Father in Jesus' name to give that couple another child, a beautiful, healthy son. They wanted another boy. They had one. That night, she got pregnant. That night, she got pregnant. 9 months later, she had a beautiful, beautiful, healthy boy.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.